You are listening to Real World News.
Clock Vía Campesina in Paraguay. Besides the international boycott of Paraguay's illegitimate administration of former Vice President Federico Franco, several organizations and social groups are holding solidarity missions in the country where there is a permanent demand to reinstate Fernando Lugo as its legitimate president. On June the 2nd and the 7th, members of the Latin American Coordination of Countryside Organizations, CLOC Vía Campesina, of Brazil, Argentina, Chile and Colombia, traveled to Paraguay in a solidarity mission. The mission aimed to support the indigenous and peasant organizations as well as the social sectors and to receive testimonies and different impressions of the national situation after the recent incidents. The peasant delegation was in contact with the National Coordinating Committee of Organizations of Rural and Indigenous Women Workers, CONAMURE, the Popular Agrarian Movement, MAP, the Coordinating Committee of Peasant Organizations, the Paraguayan Peasant Movement, and the Organization of Struggle for Land. They also met with families of the victims of the Curuguaty massacre, with students, human rights lawyers, and with the Secretary General of Frente Guasu, the country's Attorney General, some local authorities, and President Fernando Lugo. Some of the conclusions of the mission are the will, power, and determination of peasant and social movements to struggle for Lugo's reinstatement and the defense of real democracy and the interests of the poor and the oppressed from national and transnational capitalism. Some members of the mission told Real World Radio about the concern over the safety of peasant organizations under the de facto regime, as well as the fear that the lack of guarantees may be used as an excuse to approve new GM varieties and worsen agribusiness in Paraguay. They also analyze the influence of U.S. interests in the area in order to play a role in the social processes that promote a different lifestyle, but also in neighboring governments that propose new forms of regional integration and cooperation, said Clark. Lugo exposed the political persecution against his followers and against lawmakers who are associated with him. He said the binational hydroelectric dam Itaipu announced the firing of 300 workers, accusing them of being leftists, reports Alba TV. The news says that there were also threats and massive layoffs at the Paraguayan public television. Fernando Lugo warned that the illegal persecution and assaults against the people who resist peacefully continue and that they are trying to intimidate the political leaders who have not given in the defense of the Paraguayan democracy. This was ratified by La Vía Campesina, which demanded an objective investigation into the Curuguaty incidents, as well as Lugo's reinstatement and the release of the political prisoners jailed as part of the so-called express impeachment, and in the following days.
You are listening to Real World News.